First of all, let me welcome all of you at this meeting, which is to some extent exceptional. We have the full attendance of the committee members. So I would like to thank all of you for coming to this important meeting. Let me remind you that we have the following independent members of the PAC: Christian Beck, Sigurd Hoffmann, Kinyun Kim, Alexei Korsheninikov, myself, two new members, Adam Mai from Krakow, and Valery Niswiszewski from ELL Grenoble, Vladimir Ostaszko, Claude Petitjean, Fabrice Piquemal, Ivan Steckle, Emmanuel Vardacci, and Zeblon Vilkazi. We have also ex officio members appointed by the GNR: Vadim Biedniakov. Okay, so almost 100% attendance. Sergei Dmitriev, Mikhail Itkis, Valery Svetsov, Nikolai Skobilev, Tatiana Strish, and Viktor Voronov. Soon. So my question is to the agenda. You can find the agenda, of course, in your documents. I would like to know if there are any additional comments to that before the approval of the agenda. I don't see for a moment any comments. The program is quite dense, so we should start to approve the agenda, of course, and to start with the scientific part of the meeting. And as I have the first presentation, let me ask Mikhail Itkis to chair this session for my presentation.
The first presentation have been done by Mario Klevetovi, chairman, implementation of recommendation of previous meeting of our program advisory committee. Please, 20 minutes.
Okay. It was usually the microphone, but... Okay, so let me start. So I report on the previous meeting and follow-up of this meeting. You see here the agenda of the 47th meeting of the Program Advisory Committee. There were three essential topics which we discussed at this meeting. Report on the theme on non-accelerator neutrino physics. We had also the visit of the Jalepov lab, and status of the factor of superheavy elements, commissioning of the Akulina, two fragment separator, and report on the theme of the theory of nuclear structure, nuclear reactions, and proposal for the new team. I have the color code here in my presentation, so if you see something on the on the green background, that these are the different resolutions and comments from the Scientific Council meeting. I will go through some of them, which are related to our work of this committee and, of course, of the future teams. The most important parts are the following: that the synthesis of superheavy elements by GNR is a world-leading program, neutrino research projects at the Kalinin nuclear power plants and the Lake Baikal are also flagship programs that should be on the APEC roadmap. The same thing, country supports this trend and appreciates highly the GNR Directorate's attention to the advice given by the Scientific Council on the integration of these facilities into European and global research infrastructure landscape. And the Scientific Council expects that the first phase envisaging construction of super heavy element factory will complete in July 2018, so essentially almost now. And the experiments will start in October, November. So let me start with the first theme, which we discussed last time, non-accelerator neutrino physics and astrophysics. There are six projects which were discussed, and I will go very shortly, one by one, through Gerda, Supernemo, Dance, Gamma 3, Edelweiss, and Baikal. Project Gerda, which is located in the Laboratorio Nazionale del Gran Sasso, and is dedicated to search for neutrino less stable beta decay of germanium 76, so with the germanium detectors in liquid argon. Here we had the discussion on the phase two and also on the future project from GNM, so Gerda, going to the new generation of this kind of experiment, which is called LEGEND. So the legend means this experiment, the preparation recently started, and is aiming in the really very high ultimate sensitivity, 10 to 28 years in a half-life for this double beta decay. The PAC recommends the continuation of the Gerda GNM project in 2019-2021. The next one is Supernemo, which is this time located in the Laboratoire Souterrain de Modane in France, and is dealing with the neutrino-less double beta decay for several enriched isotopes, from calcium-48 to neodymium-150. The new generation Supernemo detector, we have a new design, modular design, which will allow to measure several isotopes at the same time, and also very high ambitions for the measurement of the limit for the half-life, 10 to 26 years. So GNR plays a key role in this project, in its construction, and the PAC recommends continuation of the Supernemo project in 2019-21. Baikal GVD. So this project started already some years ago and is taking data for the two parts which were deployed already. So during this last year's collaboration deployed more than 500 optical modules, just shown here. And for the next period, there are the deployment of additional part, almost 3,000 optical modules should be implemented in the lake Baikal, and this should allow about 30 extraterrestrial events with energies above 100 TeV to be accumulated, observed for the further analysis. The PAC recommends continuation of the Baikal project in 2019-2023 and expect the publication of the first results in due time. I think this is also important, the publication of the first results in due time. Then two projects located in the Kalin nuclear power plant. The first one is DANCE, and this is the purpose of the experiment is searching for short-range neutrino oscillations to its sterile state. This experiment is planning to construct two new neutrino detectors called S-Cube, one located in Kalinin nuclear power plants, one close to the nuclear power plant in the Czech Republic. The PAC recommends continuation of the DANCE project in the coming 3 years, including GNR's collaboration with the NEOS and Neutrino 4 projects, as well as the development and construction of two small S-cube detectors. The second experiment is called GEMMA. This experiment aims in investigation of reactor neutrino properties using high purity, low threshold germanium detector. It's located very close to the core of the reactor. And within the next generation extension, GEMMA 3 projects plan to use four new low threshold detectors. With a total mass of 5 kilograms. And the PAC recommends continuation of the GEMMA 3 project in the coming 3 years. And the reading role of the GNR group in this experiment is highly appreciated and underlined by the PAC. The project Edelweiss LT, the aim, as you know, is of this experiment to search for the rare events of FIM in low energy range. This experiment is located also in Modane with the germanium as a target. The PAC notes with satisfaction that the participation in the project provides GNR an important access also to the entire low background infrastructure of the lab. Which is one of the deepest underground laboratories in the world. The PAC recommends the continuation of the research program for the direct research of dark matter particles in the Edelweiss LT project in the coming 3 years. The summary of this team, general recommendations. The PAC recommends that support of this experience be rigorously continued. The PAC is aware about the lack of human resources at GNR on the Baikal experiment, which can be a problem for a full involvement in the data analysis. It strongly advises also to extend international contacts with KM3Net collaboration to develop common synergies to become part of the S3 and APEC, of this Astroparticle Committee roadmaps. The PAC recommends that cooperation be supported with deep underground laboratories, taking into account the necessity to find adequate location for both Legend and super and full super NEMO detector. It underlines also the necessity to continue the efforts to improve the local infrastructure at GNR and at the Lake Baikal. These are the summary of the recommendations which were taken over by this scientific council. I will just concentrate. I think they will be also shown in the following talk. So I will concentrate only on some of them, which are also relevant to the future discussion, which we'll have on this topic. The scientific council supports the general direction of this team. Both at the Kalinin nuclear power plants and the Lake Baikal, recommends the continuation of the program and even for Baikal for a longer period after 2023. Again, Scientific Council underlines that enough manpower is necessary for the data analysis of the experiments performed at Baikal. Neutrino physics issues. In fact, this is the follow-up of our previous meeting, which we'll have to do at the next PAC meeting for nuclear physics. So after the presentation of our various neutrino experiments reported by both chairman of the PAC for nuclear physics and for particle physics, the Scientific Council recommends that these two committees will have a joint session and discuss the physics of neutrino from both sides, particle physics and using the nuclear techniques at the following meeting. And this meeting will be scheduled in January next year. So this we'll have the part of the session joined with the PAC for particle physics. The next topic is the factor of superheavy elements. We started with the congratulations addressed to the Florov Lab, which is conducting this important work, and also ensuring that you 400 together with gas separator one will work in parallel. It was recognized that the continuation of this program is very important to be done in parallel of the preparation, first experiments of the super heavy LME factory. At both experiments at shells and gas field separator are complementary. The recommendations in order to meet the deadlines for the commissioning and first experiments at the super heavy LME factory, the PAC recommends that the GNR and floor of lab the directorates provide maximum possible resources to accomplish the work for all the systems of the accelerator, the separate, the target, and the detection units in this year. The licensing of the facility, which is today on the critical path, should be carefully followed by the management. And I think that we'll hear about this today, including the methodology for the quality control on the construction of the super heavy element factory. So we are looking forward for the further information on this topic. So these are the recommendations coming from 17th Council. These recommendations are repeating what I said before, essentially. Maybe I will concentrate just on one topic, that on two sentences, that the commission of the new cyclotron should start by September this year, very soon. Then the first test experiments are planned for October, November 2018. So Scientific Council, of course, recognizes the important progress which was done in the construction and is looking forward for the results of the commissioning. The next topic, commissioning of the Akulina 2 fragment separator. So we'll hear again today the detailed report on this, on the status and the commissioning and the first experiments. So the Akulina 2 becomes the basic facilities to store the exotic nuclei at the floor of lab. The first experiments for the new facility were proposed, and as we hear already, some of them were performed for a very exotic nuclei and the exotic decays. The recommendation, which was issued by the PAC, the PAC fully supports the experimental program for the year 2018 with the Akulina 2 fragment separator. In the first measurements, a deuterium polyethylene target is planned to be used, and the PAC recommends installation of the gas target system at Akulina 2 as soon as possible. Scientific Council recommendations, they are essentially in a full agreement with our recommendations, and Scientific Council supports the plan of the commissioning of the first experiments on the Akulina 2. This was for me. How much time I have? Still fine? Okay. That should be okay. So now the recommendations on the concluding team theory of nuclear structure and nuclear reactions, and for a new team theory of nuclear systems. Here we have we had a very nice report and also discussion of the results obtained within this team. The PAC highly appreciated the results obtained in the main research directions, which are very diverse and very rich physics. It was really impressive also in the terms of the publications which were issued from this term. And the second appreciation is related to that the topics of this theoretical work are strongly connected to the main experimental activities both at GNR and at other facilities. And this was really very important, that this full synergy between the experimental and theoretical programs here. So without any surprises, the PAC recommends the closure of the previous team, theory of nuclear structure and nuclear reactions, after its completion in 2018, and approved the new team theory, recommended the approval of the new team theory of nuclear systems for the following 5 years. And the PAC also recommends that international cooperation to be tightened with other theory groups, and in particular with the ECT Star Center in Trento, which is a very important in the European landscape. So these are the recommendations by the Scientific Council, which are following on this theme what was said by the PAC. So I will go fast through that. Then we had a discussion on, in fact, issue which were related to the previous meeting, not the last, but previous one. The PAC notes that the large amount of work carried out by the authors of the ENT project to develop methods for studying the main nuclear physics parameters of the uranium assembly quinta, so this half volume uranium target. This project is proposing to be extended to the even more massive BERT target. And this target has been recently installed at Gelepo lab. Our recommendation for this particular topics is that the results obtained within the Quinta assembly and the future program with the BERT target should be discussed at the dedicated review meeting organized by the GNR Directorate. We had also the poster session at the last meeting with the certain number, important number of posters, so we had a hard time to make the selection of three best posters, and the first one, the highest rank was given to the sensitive neutron detection method using iodine-containing scintillators presented by Dmitry Ponomaryov, and this poster was awarded by the presentation at the Scientific Council meeting. I think this was also, as we can find in the minutes of the Scientific Council, well appreciated by the Scientific Council members. At the Scientific Council, but I think that this will be said in the next talk, there was also approval of two new members of the PAC for nuclear physics. And the last point I would like to acknowledge, a very nice visit of the Gelepo laboratory of nuclear problems. It was very nicely organized, and you see from the photos many interested or happy faces. Unfortunately, we cannot keep for a longer time these nice words here, but we really appreciate this visit, and I think the visits not at this park, but the next parks should also continue for some labs. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mario. Please, any question or comments? Not? Okay, thank you again. Okay, good morning to everybody. I present information on the resolution of 123rd session of our Scientific Council and the decision of Plenipotentiary Committee, which took place in March of this year. This session of Scientific Council was chaired by our director Viktor Matveyevich, co-chaired by Professor Michal Waligurski from Krakow, Poland. The agenda of this meeting, the report of our director, scientific report presented by director of Solaris from Krakow, Stankevich, by Valery Shvitsov, director of Laboratory of Neutron Physics, and Vladimir Korenkov, director of Laboratory of Information Technology. Recommendation of Program Advisory Committee presented by Tseruya, Marek Levitovich, Peter Alexeyev, Pavel Alexeyev, sorry. Membership of Program Advisory Committee presented by me. Activities of NUPEC and its long-range plan in nuclear physics presented by Angela Braca and Marek Levitovich. Report of by young scientists as recommended by previous Program Advisory Committee's meeting, Ponomaryov, Vishneva. and the election appointed and announcement of vacancies of position in the directorate of our laboratories, awards and prizes. The Scientific Council congratulates our director for his excellent report presenting the recent highlights and activities of our institute in the context of the world fundamental nuclear physics science and covering the decision of light session of our Committee of Plenipotentiaries, which took place in November last year. A result of implementation of our scientific program is the first year of new seven-year plan, major event in our international cooperation and some organization issues. The Scientific Council was impressed by the wealth of high-quality physics result obtained by our scientists in 2017 at home facilities of the institute, as well as the external accelerators, reactors, and in various collaborations. Scientific Council was pleased to know the successful development of our research infrastructure, including NICA mega project, Factory of Super Heavy Element, and IBR2 spectrometer complex, and highly appreciate the effort undertaken by our directorate and staff towards achieving the important milestone of the construction and upgrading this facility. Scientific Council was also pleased to note that the international visibility of our institute and its flagship project in ramping up. The NICA project has already been included in ES3 roadmap in the NUPEC long-range plan, and every effort should be made in order for it to become also part of European strategy for particle physics. Synthesis of superheavy element by our GINER is a world-leading program. IBR2 is part of the European neutron roadmap. Neutrino research project at Kalinin nuclear power plant and all at the Lake Baikal are also flagship programs and should be on the APEC roadmap. The Scientific Council supported this trend and highly appreciates the Directorate's attention to the advice given by Scientific Council on the integration of these facilities in the European and global research infrastructure landscapes. The Scientific Council took note of the meeting of Supervisory Board of NICA Complex Project held on 2nd February and its recommendation on the NICA development program for the next several years on the structure of its management bodies, on its financial support, on its research program and the civil construction of the NICA complex. Scientific Council expressed the first phase initiation and construction of super heavy element factory will be completed in July 2018, and the first experiment will be begin at the end of this year according to the timeline of the commission. This important complex as presented at the previous session of Scientific Council. Scientific Council took note the second 10th meeting of the group of senior official on the global research infrastructure, which held at our institute on 12th October last year, and underlined the importance of acquainting its participation with the largest facilities at our research infrastructure. Scientific Council note with great satisfaction the decision of United Nations General Assembly to proclaim the next year as the International Year of Periodic Table of Chemical Elements. It looks forward to the active participation of our institute, which gave outstanding contribution to discovery of new superheavy element in this celebration, including those planned by UNESCO. Scientific Council took note of the report Solaris, new laboratory for structural research at the Polish synchrotron Solaris, proposed concept and complementary between neutron and synchrotron X-ray scattering, the potentials for synergy between IBR2 and Solaris, presented by Solaris director Stankevich and the director of laboratory of neutron physics Valery Shvitsov. Scientific Council considered the fruitful idea of building laboratory for structural research of macromolecules and new material belonging to Joint Institute for Nuclear Research is one of its member states, Poland, using its high-tech national research infrastructure. It supported this plan of our institute of the Jagiellon University, which would strengthen their experimental capabilities in solid-state physics and biology, and encourage them to account the world's cooperation in the use of synchrotron radiation. For the next session, the Scientific Council invited a detailed concept report for the new laboratory agreed upon by the two sides. The Scientific Council notes the report status and future development of Laboratory of Information Technology presented by director of this laboratory, Vladimir Korenkov, noting with satisfaction the comprehensive efforts being undertaken by Laboratory Information Technology towards developing information technology in our institute. The Scientific Council welcomes the activities on the project of the Multifunctional Information and Computing Complex aimed at the further development of the network and computing infrastructure for scientific research underway of at the Institute and its member states in accordance with the 7-year plan for development for next 7 years. The Scientific Council supports the development of high-performance computing, new architectures and principles of organization of computation leading to innovative changes in the research strategy and notes the key basis of scientific IT ecosystem, which is distributed software configured platform which combines supercomputer, grid and cloud technologies. The Scientific Council notes with satisfaction the effort aims at developing new and upgrading existing algorithms for track recognition and reconstruction based on the principle of machine learning which allow improvement of experimental data processing. The Scientific Council welcomes the active participation of laboratory in implementing the priority task of our institute and its member states, in particular those related to the NICA mega project. Scientific Council recommended that the institute and directorate of this laboratory pay particular attention to the comprehensive development and improvement of entire IT ecosystem at institute, which contributes to refining scientific research, accelerating the production of results and new scientific knowledge, increasing management efficiency, sending out new forms of education, improving communication and interaction between scientists, and ensuring access to wider range of information. The Scientific Council heard two invited reports concerning the activities of the Nuclear Physics European Collaboration Committee, NUPEC, and its long-range plan, Perspective in Nuclear Physics, presented by the former and current chairperson of this committee, Angela Bracca, Italy, and Marek Levitovich, France. The process of preparation of NUPEC long-range plan has involved effort from 200 physicists from nuclear physics community and from all NUPEC members. The future of facilities is well presented in the plan with particular focus on FAIR, ISOL facilities, LI nuclear physics, NICA and the super heavy element factory, as well as the recommendation concerning the nuclear physics science to be addressed to these facilities. In particular, the plan highlights the importance of NICA and super heavy element factory project on the Europe roadmap for nuclear physics. In addition, the role of theory, application, R&D for future project and of the education of young scientists was emphasized. As member of NUPEC, Joint Institute has actively participated in the elaboration of the long-range plan and will be one of the major driving forces in its implementation phase. Realization of this plan on the European and international levels proposed by NUPEC, coherent with the 7-year plan for the development of our institute, and should lighten the links between our institute and the entire nuclear physics community in Europe. The Scientific Council concurred with the recommendation of issues of particle physics, nuclear physics, neutrino physics, and condensed matter physics taken by program advisory committees and their meeting in January, February, as reported by Professor Ishak Tseruya, Marek Levitovich, and Pavel Alexeyev. The Scientific Council proposed that our directorate should take into account this recommendation in preparing of our topic plan on research and international cooperation for the next year. As proposed by our directorate, the Scientific Council appointed Adam May and Valeriy Svizhevsky from as new member of the Program Advisory Committee for Nuclear Physics, each for a term of 3 years. The Scientific Council appreciates the following reports by young scientists, which were selected by Program Advisory Committees for presentation at this session. Sensitive neutron detection method using the iodine-containing scintillators and limit of the effective magnet moment of solar neutrinos using the Borexina data. The Scientific Council thanks the speakers Ponomarev and Vishneva and welcome similar reports in the future. Sorry. Oh, okay. Prizes and awards. The Scientific Council approved the jury's recommendation of the award of the Pontecorvo Prize to Professor Fogli from University and NFN Bari, Italy, and Lisi from NFN Bari, Italy, for their pioneer contribution to the development of global analysis of neutrino oscillation data from different experiments. The Scientific Council approved the jury recommendation on the award of our institute annual prizes for best papers in the field of scientific research, instruments and methods, and applied research. Election. The Scientific Council elected Valery Shvetsov as director of Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics and Vladimir Korenkov as director of the Laboratory on Information Technology, each for second term of 5 years. The Scientific Council endorsed the appointment Nikolai Antonenko, Mikhail Gnatich, and Alexei Isaev as deputy directors of Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics until the completion of the term of office director of Dmitry Kazakov. The Scientific Council announced the vacancies of position of deputy director of Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics and Laboratory of Information Technology. Endorsement of appointment will take place in the next session of the Scientific Council in September of this year. A regular session. Now I come to session of Committee of Planning Potentiary. The regular session of Committee of Planning Potentiary of the government of our member states was held on 27th March of this year. It was chaired by the plenipotentiary of the Russian Federation, Grigory Trubnikov. The agenda of this meeting, the report presented by Viktor Matveyev, execution of our budget in 2017 presented by Sergei Dotsenko, draft of revised our budget for year 2018 presented by Mikhail Vasilyev, results of meeting of our finance committee held in March of this year presented by Arsen Kvedelidze, proposal of finance committee for selection of company for auditing the financial activities of our institute for year 2017, also presented by Arsen Kvedelidze, supercomputer, a state-of-art project for the development of our basic facility presented by Vladimir Korenkov, current work for development of our strategic long-range plan presented by Boris Sharkov, election to membership of Scientific Council presented by Alexander Sorin, endorsement of appointment to position of our vice director presented by Viktor Matveyev. Committee of Planning Potentiary highly appreciates the director's report presenting a detailed overview of the progress of implementation of our high priority project and their place in long-term International Programs of Fundamental Physics Research. Committee Plenipotentiaries took note of the recommendation of previous session of our Scientific Council of the Gene Directorate Information on implementation of our plan for research and international cooperation in last year and the priority activities in 2018. The committee plenipotentiary recognizes a significant amount of high-quality physics results obtained by our scientists in 2017 at home facilities of the Institute, as well as the external accelerators, reactors, and in various collaborators. Committee of plenipotentiary welcomes the effort of our directorate aims at training scientific and engineering personnel for large high tech project of our institute and in member states, as well as towards the development and support of the institute educational activities in general. Committee of plenipotentiary commended the work done by our directorate and staff towards the developing institute research infrastructure, including NICA mega project, factory of super heavy element, IBR2 spectrometer complex, as well as the effort toward achieving important milestone of the construction and upgrading these facilities. Committee plenipotentiaries notes the significant ramping up of the international visibility of our institute and its flagship project. Committee plenipotentiary note with satisfaction the holding on 26 March 2018 of the FISTAIV meeting dedicated to 25th anniversary of the accession to the Institute of the Group of Independent States. Committee plenipotentiary also notes the signing of the letter of intent between our institute and the government of French Republic, which creates conditions for the entire of French Republic into the state's participation in our institute on the basis of government-level cooperation agreements. Based on the result of consideration and the session of program advisory committees for condensed metaphysics and the scientific council of our institute, of the initiative of our directorate and Republic of Poland about intentions to jointly establish a laboratory for structural research of macromolecules and new materials at the Solaris National Synchrotron Radiation Center of the Jagiellon University in Krakow, the Committee of Plenipotentiary supported the work of our directorate and of the Republic of Poland for developing cooperation agreement on the construction and operation of this laboratory. Based on the report of presented by our offices, Docenko and chief account of our institute, and Mikhail Vasiliev, deputy head of our finance economy office, the committee of plenipotentiary took note the information of execution of our budget in 2017 and approved the revised budget of our institute for this year with a total income and expenditure amounting 268 mega dollars. The committee of plenipotentiary approved the protocol of meeting of the finance committee as presented by Arsene Kvedelidze, plenipotentiary of Georgia in our institute. The committee plenipotentiary commissioned the directorate to finalize the prepared draft of the number of regulatory documents, draft regulation for programs of cooperation between our institute and scientific organization of the member states, draft regulation for the introduction of adjustment for our budget, draft procedure for the offset of the cost of supplies of equipment, instruments, materials, services, and individual work on the institute's order against payment of the member states' contributions. As proposed by Finance Committee, the Committee of Plenipotentiary selected the audit company Korsakov & Partners from Moscow as our auditor for the year 2017 and authorized it to conduct the audit of the institute financial activities for this period. The committee plenipotentiary approved plan for auditing the financial activities of our institute for 2017 as presented by our directorate. Concerning supercomputer Gavarun, Committee of Plenipotentiary appreciates the report Supercomputer, a state of art project for development of our basic facilities presented by Vladimir Korenkov, Director of Laboratory of Information Technology, also the visit to Laboratory of Information Technology to participate in presentation of supercomputer named after Nikolai Gavarun in view of this committee. Noted the significant progress in developing high-performance computing in our institute required for the radical acceleration of complex theoretical research in hadron metaphysics underway at the Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics and for enabled to use the newest computing platform in the NICA project. Welcome the effort undertaken by Laboratory Information Technology Directorate for the development of information technology, amongst others, to support the laboratory's initiative to create unified cloud infrastructure with our participation countries based on the supercomputer. Based on the report presented by Boris Sharkov, the Committee of Plenipotentiary took note the activity of the International Working Group for our strategic launch planning and commission for our directorate to regularly inform the Committee of Plenipotentiary about the progress of work of this International Working Group. Based on the proposal of election to membership of our scientific council presented by Alexander Sorin, Chief Scientific Secretary, the Committee of Plenipotentiary thanked the members of Scientific Council for successful work accomplished during 2013-2018, established the maximum composition of Scientific Council comprising 50 members, by open ballot approved the membership of Scientific Council for new term for years 2018-2023. As proposed by Director Matveev in his report, endorsement appointment position Vice Director, endorsed by appointment Richard Lednitz Vice Director, entrust the leader of NICA project Vladimir Kikelidze to executive partially the power of our Vice Director until the end 2020 with continuation his work as director of the Wechsler Baldwin Laboratory of High Energy Physics up to September next year, prolongate 1 year the right guarantee granted the director to extend the term of office to assign temporary duties of vice directors, including other person, until the official approval by Committee of Plenipotentiaries. Thank you for your attention.
Are there any questions or remarks? May I start with a short remark that also from the NUPEC side, this joint actions of the joint institute and NUPEC are really highly appreciated. Of course, you have mentioned the results, clear results of this collaboration and that NICA and Super Heavy Element Factory are on the roadmap issued by NUPEC last year. So this is highly appreciated, and I'm sure that this will continue in the coming years with a possible also meeting of NUPEC next year here in Dubna.
Yes, thank you.
Any other questions and on the report which was presented? If not, thank you again. And the next point is related to the team improvement of the GNR Phasotron and design of cyclotrons for fundamental and applied research and proposal for its extension. So this topic will be presented by Galina Karamysheva.
Good morning. I would like to tell you about improvement of GNR Phasotron and design of cyclotron for fundamental and applied research. Our team has four activities. It's improvement of Jinner Fazatron and beam channels, design and modernization of the cyclotrons for medical purpose, research and development of the superconducting cyclotron for proton therapy in collaboration with Hefei China, and investigation of the high current beam acceleration in cyclotrons. The main task of our topic is maintenance of the Fazatron and modernization of the accelerator and beam tracks. During the period from 15 to 18 years, the following works on the modernization of Fazatron and beam tracks were performed. Automatic control system for transport line has been implemented together with improvement of regulation and stabilizing system by replacing electronic equipment and new software development. Improving of power supply system of Fazatron and beam tracks was continued. Modern semiconductor converters instead of motor generators have been developed and put into operation. This reduces the power consumption of about 200 kilowatt. And modernization of the correcting system of the median surface position of the proton beam accelerated inside Fazatron has been carried out. Currently, Fazatron operates an average of 1,000 hours per year. Of these, 80% are spent on medical research. Medical research are a very important part in our activity. And I will remind now a bit about our previous activity on cyclotron C235 design. We assembled this cyclotron manufactured by IBA Belgium in LAB in building 5th in 2013 year. But only now in Dimitrovgrad was finished buildings for medical center, and our cyclotron is assembled in the Dimitrovgrad. And now the testing of beam dynamics is underway, and treatment of patients can begin in this year. This cyclotron has a logo of IBA and Jinner on it. The another medical accelerator is IHS-144, in which our specialists took part for long period in 11 from 11 to 16 proton therapy of eye melanoma was performed on this accelerator. And it was because the success in extraction of protons of energy 60 MeV. The problem with this cyclotron was that this cyclotron initially was designed just for energy 50 MeV, and it wasn't so simple to extract, to accelerate up to 60 MeV and extract it from this cyclotron. And this task treatment of eye melanoma was important for our Krakow's colleagues, so we were taking part in this work to provide this operating mode. And in total, 125 patients were successfully treated during this period. In 2016 year, the new accelerator C235 purchased from IBA was installed in Krakow, and the eye melanoma was treated by this accelerator because of the experienced, which was already in the head team of medical people in Krakow. And IHS 144 become reserved cyclotron. And this gives us an opportunity to check it once more. We performed beam dynamic simulations, set in harmonic coils current, optimized them, and the extraction coefficients 35% now achieved in this accelerator. Here you can see the break peak in this accelerator. It's very good, and the results on therapy in this cyclotron were very good, and it is ready to to continue this treatment. And we now working for this cyclotron on. I'm sorry, but it stopped. Help, please. Oh, thank you. Thank you, this one. And now we are working on the production of a bending magnet for this cyclotron, for transport line of this cyclotron, to replace the old one by the new one, which will bend the proton beam by 68 degrees. Now this magnet is under production, and for the next year we plan to do the second magnet for the beam transport line from this cyclotron. I would like to say a few words about cyclotron U120M in Rzeszów, Czech Republic. Tomasz Marlochka is now is a person specialist from this cyclotron, is now working in our department, and it's a great pleasure for me to remind that this cyclotron was built in Dubna in 1977 under the leadership of Dmitrievsky and Anishenko with our colleague from Rzeszów, Trebel, Chigok, Krivanik, Sinow, and it works already more than 40 years, successfully works with extraction of negative ions. I can't, я не могу перелистнуть. Something wrong, I don't know what. Thank you. And but not this accelerator had low efficiency of extraction, and now we are helping to our colleagues to remodel the extraction for positive ions, and we hope that we will help in this task. And now we simulate magnetic field and beam dynamics together with Thomas. The very important part of our activity is a cyclotron for proton therapy, superconducting cyclotron for proton therapy, which we designed for and in collaboration with Hefei China. This is isochronous cyclotron, compact design, fixed energy, fixed field, fixed frequency, with bending limit 200 MeV, accelerating protons, superconducting coils included in cryostat. All other parts are warm, injection by peak ion source, extraction by electrostatic deflector, and passive magnet channels. According to collaboration agreement, it will be manufactured in China, two of those cyclotrons. One will be work in China, in Hefei Medical Center, and another will replace Fazatron in our Medical Technical Center. In the picture presented the possible position of our accelerator. It can be put into existing beam lines, but there is another decision. There is possibility for another decision to build separate building for this accelerator for Medical Technical Center, and it will be, of course, better but more expensive, and this decision isn't made yet, and but it's not the theme of my report. I will talk just about accelerator. Main parameters of this accelerator is 55 tons. It was the desire of our Chinese colleague to do as small as possible accelerator, and it was we performed all the design. Isochronous field in whole accelerating range was done, proper vertical focusing in the whole range, avoid dangerous resonances, keep stray field at acceptable level. Project was successfully finished. We designed magnetic system, accelerating system, and beam dynamics. Here you can see the mean magnetic field in the extraction. It's about 3.6 Tesla. This is working diagram of our accelerator. We calculate center region, magnetic field in center region, beam dynamics. Sorry. I will say just a few words about the simulations to show how complicated they are for a so small accelerator. We need to take into account even effect of magnetic field of accelerating system and perform the correction of magnetic field due to this component of the electromagnetic field of acceleration system. Here is phase motion of non-compensated red line and compensated green line. So from the picture of phase motion, it's seen that the influence of magnetic field from the accelerating field should be compensated. It's rather complicated accelerator. We analyze extraction from accelerator with uncompensated channels, with compensated channels, and choose the best decisions. Here you can see the distribution at the deflector entrance. Here you can see the vertical motion and horizontal motion of the beam extracted from the accelerator. Our Chinese colleague did the technical design, and now the technical, not just technical design is finished, but about every system of cyclotron are finished. Magnet system is manufactured, cavity is manufactured, center region manufactured, iron source, there are even they did huge job, they did test bench for iron source, for extraction system, for deflector design, and they are working hard, and now we have just one delay because of the most important part of the magnet, because of cryostat. They reach rather good density of current, but it was destroyed by quench, and now the cryostat is under remanufacture. So we are delayed till autumn, and in autumn we hope to begin the forming of magnetic field to do shimming procedure. But our work on design project, on physical project was finished. Now we are thinking about to decrease density in cryostat for our option of accelerator in order to have more reliable, more stable work of accelerator. The fourth, our activity, the last but not the least, is development of the cyclotron method for high current beam acceleration. It includes many different participations in different projects. I'll say about the very interesting project of Firm Ionetics on PET cyclotron, the smallest in the world. It's superconductive, and our specialists were taking part in beam dynamic simulations and magnetic field simulations of this cyclotron. Either they take part in simulations of superconducting cyclotron for proton therapy of Firm Pronova, and now they are working on examining the possibility of cyclotron complex for carbon therapy. It's very interesting for us always. And all these activities are possible because we are working hard on the codes, homemade codes. And here is, I show just one code SNOP, which is wide use not only in our institute, but in different worldwide, in Japan, in China, in Czech Republic, in Iran. Here you can see the applications of this code, previous applications, and it's a big part of our activity, design of the methods and codes for cyclotron design. And we plan to continue our activities in modernization of phasotron and beam tracks, in design of cyclotron for medical applications, in development and production of superconducting cyclotron for proton therapy in collaboration with Hefei China, and a fourth activity, a bit rename, development and applications of methods and codes for the design of new accelerator type cyclotron type accelerators. Sorry. Here you can see participating countries, institution and organization in our team, and result expected upon completion of the theme. A stable work of phasotron, of course, modernization of the power supply system and beam channels of the phasotron, commissioning of the specialized superconducting isochron cyclotron SC202 for proton therapy. I'm sorry, I wrote this before when we were asking for 3 years of prolongation of the theme. If for 1 year we will, I don't think that we will finish this cyclotron for 1 year. Creation of technique and codes for the design of cyclotron type accelerators. Applying this technique for different applications. Total estimated cost of the theme is mainly all cost goes to improving to maintenance of GINER phasotron. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. Questions? Yes, please, Claude.
Okay, your program of cyclotron development is very honorable and puts Dubner on the frontier, of course. In my view of your projects, it seems to me the most important is to get this superconducting cyclotron 202 done, because sooner or later the phasotron needs to be replaced by a device which is much more efficient and less costly. I did not really get what there is a delay. You reported on some accident. Perhaps you can explain again in more detail, because I didn't get it. And the second question to it I have is, when do you expect that this cyclotron will arrive at Dubner? The time plan, can you also elaborate a little more on the future time plan of this project?
Thank you for your question. The first, grass start with coils is designed for very high density. And that's why it's not a simple task for our Chinese colleague, which are very experienced in superconductivity. So they believe in their success, but it's not simple to do. They thought that they will succeed from the first approach, but they need to remodel. They wanted to, they need to have 145 ampere per millimeter per square millimeters, and 140 was reached already, but after that was quench, which destroyed the coils. So they begin to do the next one, taking into account the mistakes or maybe change something in construction. I'm not specialist in superconductivity. It's their responsibility, so I don't know exactly what they will be changing in the design. But I think they know what. From our side, we plan to decrease the necessary density in order to do the cryostat and coils less simpler. And it will give more stable work for accelerator. We are not in need very small accelerator. We will decrease, increase the diameter of accelerator from 2.5 meters to 3 meters. And it's not very important for us at all. So we will decrease the problems with cryostat and coils in order to have no problem with this in Jinr. But our Chinese colleague believe in their success and they will, they should succeed in autumn. And after we finished shimming of the accelerator, we will, due to plans, begin to perform shimming of our accelerator. And it can be finished next year, our accelerator. This July, we will go to China and discuss the metal will be already not purchased, but it's some procedure. But we will already say about our magnet dimensions, everything, and they will buy steel for our magnet. Already this summer, the process will begin on our magnet manufacturing. No, they will buy steel for our magnet. So, if they will succeed in the cryostat coils, we will have our accelerator in the end of the next year. It's real if cryostat will be successful. If not, they will work on our accelerator, on our conservative design, because they have no other ways. And it will be finished next year in any case, because they are interested in success any of accelerator. Their variant or our variant, they need to have working accelerator. And they can work hard. I saw how quickly they are working. That's great.
Okay. So do you think there is enough know-how and manpower from Dubno involved in this project, which is seems to me important because the expertise is on the Dubno side on cyclotrons, and so it's very important to support these people to get this project in due time done.
We have a very experienced laboratory of nuclear research, and we are working in contact with them. And now, when we are talking about shimming procedure, we are discussing about involving some of the specialists to help or to.
Yeah. Will the shimming be done in China?
Yes, of course, in China. But we are go to China every month. Someone of our team is working in China from time to time. We are here.
Okay. Anyway, I wish you much success in this very important effort.
Yeah. Yes, Ivan.
So may I ask you, what is the expected price for new accelerator? You mentioned budget as, if I'm not wrong, $20,000 per year. So what is expected price of this new accelerator?
the magnetic system and Kreisstadt. Magnetic system at Kreisstadt.
No, whole accelerator. Let's
whole
say you mentioned that China will produce two pieces, one for China, second one for Dubna. It's free of charge, or we will pay, or Dubna will pay. I don't know, $20,000 or.
Due collaboration agreement. They will will give us. Magnet and coil and cryostat for our work on design project. And in collaboration agreement, they will work here together with Jinr on treatment. They want to teach their people here, it will be collaboration with China for long term.
Yes, well,
they will work on. This will be the common accelerator, yeah. not just ours, but they.
No, I would like to be sure, because you presented budget, $60,000 for 3 years for these activities connected with this accelerator. So it's enough for.
No. For this accelerator, it's necessary to open this project. This is now I'm talking just about design of this accelerator, which was free, completely free from money. And if it will be here, of course, we will need in transport line, for example, from as minimum. It will be accelerator in the building of Fazatron, and we will need some money for transport line. We will use lines, existing lines, but we will need to do some quadruples, bending magnet.
Yeah, okay, so, I think please, if it is possible, to provide us information about full budget connected with this accelerator. Okay, thank you.
Now I can't do this because it's not.
No, it's not question now. So for PAC, so it is question to directorate to add more detailed information about budget and about price. Yes.
As far as I understand, at this meeting we are not discussing this new. Medical Technical Center in a joint institute.
Yes.
This is not on the agenda of this meeting. So it's just design and the collaboration with China. So I think once it's ready for the discussion by the directorate of GNR, of course, I'm sure it will be put on the agenda, but it's not the case today, yet.
Yes, correct.
Any other questions? Yes, please.
In the China superconductivity cyclotron, we plan use peak ion source. Do you have experience with this ion source or not? Peak.
Repeat, please.
You plan use peak ion source for superconductivity with cyclotron with China.
Yes.
Peak. Yes. Do you have experience work with this ion source or not?
Is
it new for you? Source, new type of source, new type of ion source or not for you?
Of course, this is usual type of ion sources, but there is in superconductivity Chinese. Colleague did first with hot cathode, and it will be destroyed in a strong field. So now they are working on another type of peak source. They are doing now with cold cathode, and this is under manufacture now, because they are sure now that they were wrong when did the hot cathode. But they have test bench, and they are doing now the new one. They did already 5 iron sources. They did huge work. And I think that they succeed in good iron source, finally.
Other questions? Yes?
So,
microphone.
You have a nice activity on simulation, but how many people are involved in the simulation, and how do you guarantee the development and the maintenance of the code, because it is used in by many users in different countries?
Repeat, please.
So you have an activity on the simulation,
yes,
on code. So how many people are involved in your team in this code? And how do you guarantee the development and the maintenance of the code, because you have several users using this code?
We have our homemade codes already for a long time. We use different codes in our department, in C++ SNOP, in MATLAB, completely different codes. We compare results of our codes together. We compare results of our codes with IBA. We were working with them 5 years ago, and check our codes, have good possibility to check. And we are taking part in very many different projects where we have possibility to check our codes with BIM. My codes, for example, in MATLAB, I checked with BIM in 10 years ago when we were building Cytrek Cyclotron, and I was checking step by step every part. So, but the question is good, because every code really should be checked properly and correctly, and not just by BIM, but together with different codes, and there are mistakes, and we always looking for possibility of mistakes. It's not simple.
I have also one question that is, of course, another lab of GNR, which is using and have really a huge experience in the commissioning and running of the cyclotrons, the FloraFlab.
Yes,
how the collaboration is organized between these two labs, between experts and in the design phase, in the exchange of information. How this is organized? You didn't mention this.
Yes, I didn't mention, but when I showed the participants, here you can see Flolorov, Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions, Ivanenko plus 2 persons. We recommend our Chinese colleague to invite him to Shimin during Shimin procedure as a consultant. And Laboratory of Information Technology is involved in this activity to be sure in our codes. We check sometimes equations we use, sometimes methods we used with mathematics people. So we really collaborate with, we always collaborate more or less with the Laboratory of Florov. We performed some simulations and asked them many questions about practice. They are more expertized in practice, of course, than we are. So there is collaboration between us always.
So taking the example of DC-280, which is currently under commissioning, end of design, how did you participate in the via calculations or any in our way in the design of the cyclotron?
Yes, of course. I performed some simulations of accelerating system for our neighbor laboratory colleagues in order to compare their results, experimental mm-hmm. results with simulated results, and just now I need to calculate flat top resonator because there are some strange results in experimental results with isolators, and just now I need to put isolators into flat top model and check if they work as we think or not. We Thank always you. Work in touch.
Thank you. The last question before less. The coffee break.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that on monthly basis people from your team are visiting the China site. Yes. But my question is, would it be advisable to have someone from the Dubner team permanently down in China? Or has this been considered? Or do you think that would not help much?
Yes. One person from China is already working in our department here. He is a PhD student, and our Chinese colleague wants to increase the number of Chinese young persons to study accelerated design in our department and accelerating manufacturing in a laboratory of nuclear reactions. And it's yeah. important for them, and I'm sure that good for us too.
Yeah, I agree. But I ask the opposite. Would it also be advisable to have someone from Dubner, from the Dubner team in China, to be on the site where the whole construction and is done?
I don't understand.
Well, do you think this would be a meaningful undertaking to have one of your people down in China permanently?
I think it's useful. I don't understand what you doubt. It's good to have collaboration.
I suspect it would be good to have that. But yes. My question is, what is your opinion about that?
I think that it's good to have Chinese people here.
No, the opposite. Also one in China, because the construction happens in China, not here.
Ah, you mean construction. Construction is one part. We always analyzing when we do perform in shimming, they perform shimming in China, but we simulate here how much steel we should cut from sectors and so on. And we simulated here, we discussed here, we may have possibility to go to laboratory, floor of laboratory to have advice. It's not just work in cafe. It's collaboration. Simulations we performed mainly here.
But the execution is done down there.
Yes.
And if someone from here would be down there, the communication could be better to understand whether things work out.
Of course, some people go to Hefei. And but without our support from here, it's not good. We were working in such regime with IBA. We were shimming here accelerator in Dubna, sent our results to Belgium, and they analyzed too all the situation and gives us their recommendation. And we looked at they looked at our recommendation, performed their simulations, compare the results, and just after comparison, they make decision to cut more or less steel from the accelerator. And it's normal because information have no margins.
If you need more discussion, you're welcome to continue at the coffee break. Before you are going to the coffee break, A short reminder, they will have a very nice concert tomorrow at 7 p.m. For the PAC members, if you want to join the concert, please pick up the invitation at the secretariat here. Coffee break. How many?